Hello and welcome to the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. The ABCs of Rock is proudly part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. I thank you for joining me on my journey through the alphabet from A to Z, where each week I move on to the next letter in the alphabet and pick a new band or musician going in alphabetical order, no exception. It's not only been a blast, it's also been an education, and I'm having the time of my life. Before I begin, I must say some very important words about this podcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I'm not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast, and I ask for you to go out and purchase their music or legally stream it. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. So I'm wrapping up the letter Y this week after our Weird Al Yankovic episode, which was a heck of a lot of fun for me. I hope you enjoyed that one. Always fun when my daughter Chloe joins me on these shows. Though today I'm sharing 10 songs from bands that begin with the letter Y, and wow, what an eclectic collection of music I've got queued up for you today. As you heard, we started the show with a little bit of Neil Young. That song was I'm the Ocean from his 1995 album Mirrorball. If you recall, that was his collaboration with the members of Pearl Jam, an album I really liked. But Neil Young, I'm possibly saving for a featured episode someday. So there are a few bands on this list that were brand new to me when I did my research. And I'm thankful to this podcast for giving me the opportunity and the reason to seek these artists out. Some of which I plan to purchase many of their albums as soon as possible. So, let's not waste any time and get to the first band. American indie rock trio Yeah Yeah Yeahs formed in New York City in 2000. The band is comprised of vocalist Karen Lee Orzokek, aka Karen O, guitarist and keyboardist Nick Zinner, and drummer Brian Chase. Around the middle of the decade, they had made quite an impact on the rock scene with a slew of singles and music videos that crossed over into the mainstream. A few directed by Spike Jonze, actually. Spike Jonze, one of my favorite directors, actually. Their debut album, Fever to Tell, from 2003, is one of the best from that era, and I'm going to roll the dice that maybe a chunk of my audience isn't all that familiar with the greatness of this album and the song I'm going to play. Maybe you are. It technically was a single that charted in the UK as high as 29, but it didn't make a dent in the US. So from their debut album, this is Pin. I think if you've been a fan of the show and share my sensibilities, you're gonna love this.
Things are feeling thin. Well, I know, I know. I lost my seat again.
out of Liverpool, England, formed in 1977, came the short-lived power pop new wave band The Yachts. In back-to-back years in 79 and 80, they released two really classic albums within that genre. That I'll admit, until doing research for this episode, I was completely oblivious to. But anytime I discover something like this, it's like Christmas. Their two albums, the first self-titled and the second titled Without Radar, are several cuts above a lot of the bands that came out of this era. So I highly recommend picking up both these forgotten classics. Their debut album was produced by music renaissance man Richard Gottlieb, a legend in the industry. So The Yachts had a genius at the helm of this recording. I'm guessing for bulk of my audience, the music is relatively unknown, so I'm going to go with what I think is one of their catchiest songs from their catalog. This is the closing track from their debut album titled Yachting Type.
Call yourself my best friend. Why tell all these lies? If you're trying to rile me, here's some free advice. Can't you pick on someone? Someone more a fool? Not at all impressed, I find your antics cruel. She's gone, I don't believe you. She's gone, she sure deceived you. She's gone. Just a day, 2 years since we started, you know anyway, and you know I trust her so implicitly, she just wouldn't leave with anyone but me. She's gone, I don't believe you. She's gone, she should deceive you. She's gone.
The Young Werewolves were formed in Philadelphia in 2002 by Nick Falcon, Johnny Wolf, and She-Wolf Dana Kane. They're definitely one of the more obscure bands I played on this show, but I'm really proud to recognize their talents here. Their brand of music, I suppose, can be classified as a combination of rockabilly, psychobilly meets horror punk with splashes of surf rock and goth rock for good measure. The self-titled debut, I think, is a great place to start if you're new to this band. It's where I began, and it's a strong recommend if you're into this type of music. Going with this very fun, high-energy, infectious song from that debut titled Zombie Car Chase.
I'm driving down the road in my suit. A Cadillac and there ain't another car inside. I pass the graveyard, the headlights flash. It looks like I'm racing tonight. Oh, but the zombie's got a 57 Chevy and he's already caught up to me. And I'm
of a ride. Oh, cause the zombie's got a 57 Chevy and he's never lost a race just yet. And I'm racing for my life tonight. I hope I live to forget it. Cause it's a zombie car chase. It's a death drag race. Cause it's a zombie car chase. It's a death drag race.
If you were a fan of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I certainly was, then how could you forget the iconic closing credits sequence, which was set to the song Oh Yeah by the band Yellow. Yellow is actually a Swiss electronic duo comprised of two bandmates, Dieter Meyer, the primary vocalist and songwriter, and Boris Blank, the keyboardist and percussionist. Oh Yeah actually has been used numerous times in films and television shows, but it's pretty much all that they're known for here in the States. The song reached number 51 on the U.S. Billboard charts in 1985. As you can probably guess, they were much bigger in their homeland in Switzerland, with what I counted 16 charted singles that reached at least number 30 on their charts. They were much bigger in the U.K. as well. Believe it or not, Yellow has well over a dozen albums released, and I can't lie and say I've even listened to a fraction of them. But I can say with some authority that Yellow is so much more than the song Oh Yeah. And I highly encourage lovers of new wave electronica, synth pop, to check out the deeper catalog of these guys. And again, I say it's a good place to start at the beginning. Their debut album, which came out in 1980 titled Solid Pleasure, is one of their records I do own, and it's a great slice of synth pop from that era. So here is the opening track from Solid Pleasure, a great tune titled Bimbo.
I think you're special and you're us. Dinner guy, I'm gonna tell you, you're nothing but a dinner guy. You are a dinner, dinner. I'm skipping those dinner people. They call me the wife of a
special, I'm a holy fan. That's so hard for me to take. I saw in the window of a drugstore, wearing at the size. Look at my cell in the window of a toy store, look in my eyes.
Shoes. I sip hot dogs, not for the booze.
The Young Bloods were an American folk rock and psychedelic rock band that came out of the Greenwich Village scene in the mid-60s. The band was formed by Jesse Colin Young, Jerry Corbett, Lowell Levenger, and Joe Bauer. After they relocated to Northern California, they adopted the moniker of the Bay Area music scene, and their 1967 single Get Together became their biggest known hit. They never matched the success of that song on the charts, and the rest of the catalog has pretty much fallen into obscurity. The third release, though, from 1969, Elephant Mountain, I feel is relatively forgotten outside of their diehard fan base. It's a collection of beautiful and sweet sun-drenched tunes that really bring a smile to my face when I listen to it. It's definitely an album that I wish I could find on vinyl if I ever had the opportunity to get myself a copy of it. The opening track is a career highlight in my book. It's titled Darkness, Darkness. Yeah, it's on several of their best of compilations, but it just needs to be heard again and again. So I do hope you enjoy this.
Be my pillow, take my hand and let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness. Darkness, hide my yearning for the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning toward things I cannot see now. Things I cannot see now. Things I cannot see. Darkness, 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 long and lonesome is the day. Brings me I have felt the edge of sadness.
I guess around the halfway point in the show, which is a great time to mention that the ABCs of Rock is part of the Weston Media Podcast Network. Please don't hesitate to share your feedback of the show with me. I really love hearing from listeners. You can always email me at abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. I can also be found on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast and on Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. So give it a follow or reach out to me and let me know what you think of the show and that you're just out there listening. Also, if you have a chance, please take a moment and rate and review the show on your preferred podcast app. It may seem insignificant, but every single rating and review adds up and helps this podcast find a larger audience. I thank you all in advance. Yesterday and today are an American heavy metal band that formed in Oakland in 1974 by vocalist and guitarist Dave Menichetti, guitarist Joey Alves, bassist Phil Kennemore, and drummer Leonard Hayes. 5 years after releasing their first LP and on their third release, they shortened their name to what most people now know them as, Y&T. It was also around this time that they changed their sound from a dirgy, almost Sabbath-style metal to a more glam metal sound. During the early and mid-80s, they put out many solid records. Those albums, Earthshaker, Black Tiger, Mean Streak, and In Rock We Trust, are classics from that period. I recommend picking up each of those. However, I want to jump ahead to a later release and highlight something from a great release from the 90s I just like so much. Their 1998 album, Endangered Species, was the last album they put out before a long hiatus. But it's my favorite later era album of theirs. By this time, they had a decent turnover in their band. Joey Alves had left the band, but stepping in was Steph Burns at the time. Sadly, Joey passed away in 2017. Same thing with drummer Leonard Hayes, who died in 2016. He had already stepped away from the band at the time in 1986, and Jimmy DeGrasso was filling in. Also of note, original bassist Phil Kennemore passed away in 2011. Lots of tragedy bestowing Y&T, and currently Dave Menichetti is the only original surviving member. But he's still bringing Y&T to your town. Well, once concerts come back, I guess I should say. The song I'm playing is titled God Only Knows. And it's fitting, I think, because God truly only knows why the people we care about are taken away from us. So this one is dedicated to the lost loved ones and, of course, the past members of Y&T.
Wonder why heart
Okay, I got something here very different to serve up for all of you. Yakuza could easily be summed up as an American progressive metal band, but they are so much more than that. They were formed in 1999 in Chicago, Illinois by guitarist Eric Plonka, bassist Eric Clark, and drummer James Staffel, and vocalist saxophonist Bruce Lamont. Yeah, that's right. I said saxophonist. That's because not only is Yakuza a kick-ass heavy metal band, they are very experimental, bringing elements of jazz fusion and jazz metal. Wow. There isn't much else like this, so you gotta check their music out. Their fourth release from 2010, titled Of Seismic Consequence, is my favorite of theirs. And by this time, they did have a large turnover in the band, now with James Staffel on drums, Matt McClelland on guitar, who is amazing on this record, and Ivan Cruz on bass. The song I'm picking is Testing the Waters, and once it starts, you understand exactly what jazz metal is.
seismic consequence. Bury them all. Bury them all.
If you lived anywhere but the United States, you identified the following band by the name Yazoo. But here in the States, they were simply known as Yaz, and were known for several dance hits back in the 80s, Only You, Situation, and Don't Go, from their 1982 debut album Upstairs at Eric's. Yaz were formed in Basildon, Essex, England in 1981 by Vince Clark and Alison Moyette. In under 2 years, the duo released two classic synth-pop albums that are both brilliant. Their success would be short-lived, though, as they each had their own aspirations for where they wanted to take their careers. Vince actually would find worldwide success as a founding member of Erasure a couple years later. Allison also succeeded in a respectable soul career, who has now released 9 albums under her name. But back to Yaz. Their first album is one that usually garners the most praise, but there are many wonderful gems on their second as well. My favorite being the infectiously catchy new wave forgotten classic State Farm. No relation to the insurance company, I'm assuming. Here it is.
High and dry, tar up, stalls burning, fill her up now for the table starts turning. Souped up, jacked up, cracked up, stacked up. Louis got the rear and Charlie's got his back up. Go! Go! And Tony makes feel good.
The next band is going to be a real treat, or you're really going to hate this. We'll find out. So up next is pagan folk metal act Imagar. I think that's how you say it, but I don't know for sure. At least, you know, that's how I'm pronouncing it. Spelled Y-M-Y-R-G-A-R. So Imagar is how I think you say it. Their style is an epic concoction of blistering guitars, thundering drums, screeching vocals, and of course fiddles, tin whistles, and Nordic folk chanting, as one does in a metal band. This highly unusual combination is surprisingly effective. They were formed in 2012 by Rami. Here we go. Here comes the fun part. Rami Kazami, Belhassan Damen, Habib Rakik, Hakim Fazani, Muhammad Slima, Ahmed Zaire, and Nadir Ben Haj Salam. Oh yeah, did I mention they're from Tunisia? Their 2014 seven-song LP titled The Tale As Far is a collection of folk metal soundscapes with all the orchestrations you would come to expect with such a project. I just find it so well executed, especially coming from a part of the world you would not expect. It's not a perfect album, and sometimes the production does sound thin here and there. But the song I want to highlight is the epic album closer, Echoes of a Fallen Error. It's one of the longer songs I've ever played on the ABCs of Rock, but I'm hoping you'll stay with me for this one. Here we go. Thank you.
You are those. Those who the end survive. Learning from those. Those who are long dead. Thus it began. Began a new journey. New journey with the wisdom. The wisdom of the past and memories. So for
Alright, I got one last song and then we're wrapping up the show for this week. I thank you all for joining me on this week's episode. It is always a pleasure to be here to offer you at least around an hour's worth of entertainment, playing some music for you. It is the highlight of my week. It surely is. And I will remind you one last time that you can contact me via email at abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. Through Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast and Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. I love hearing from the audience, so don't forget to reach out to me. Thank you again so much. We're going to play out the episode with this final band. The Yardbirds are an English blues and psychedelic rock band formed in 1963 by drummer Jim McCarty, guitarist bassist Chris Drea, vocalist bassist Keith Relf, and bassist Paul Samuel Smith. However, most identify them as the supergroup that launched the careers of three of the most famous and greatest guitarists of all time, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Jeff Beck. I can't think of a band with a more muddled history than the Yardbirds. Within a 4 or 5 year period, they formed and broke up, and there was a very high turnover with the group members. And the amount of releases can be very confusing if you don't know what you're looking for. But what it really boils down to is that the Yardbirds technically only released one studio album, albeit it was packaged under several different titles depending on the country of release. With different sequencing, some versions in mono, some in stereo, some versions missing some tracks. It's so confusing, and I'll admit, I don't know where to start. A while ago, I picked up an expanded edition with what looks like an extra 10 or more songs on CD. It's actually cool because it has mono versions and stereo versions. Anyways, I've been talking a lot about how their album was released, not about the music. Without a doubt, the forefather of psychedelic rock in the US, maybe them and the Birds could fall into this bucket. The style of using feedback and distortion laid the groundwork for the future of heavy metal and hard rock. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. So from that single release, I'm picking a track that I find to be a lot of fun. It's on all versions you will find no matter what format you get it on. We're going to close out this week's show with this fine tune from the album known as The Yardbirds in the UK, Over, Under, Sideways, Down in the countries of France or Canada, or the repackaged version that came out in the 80s and more recently titled Roger the Engineer. I say it doesn't matter which one you pick up, it's all great. This is He's Always There. Have a great week, everyone.
Can't be just mine. My eyes you call. like to get to know you, sure. And take this thing just one step more to find out just what it's all for. But he's always there. You're fixing my eyes with a constant gaze. You could really have me in other days. Come a little closer, he's not to see. There's something going between you and me. I'd like to get to know you, sure. And take this thing just one step more to find out just what it's all for. But he's always just one step more to find out just what it's all for. But he's always there.
He's always there.